Hi everybody, welcome to another segment with Dave and myself. Today we're going to show you how, especially for you more gallons people, those of you who've been afflicted with a biological nanoparticle pathogen, we're going to show you a way to detox the system. Now of all the things I've seen on the market today, nothing comes close to this. Nothing. Okay. And you can use different variances with this to expedite or increase the capacity to clean out your system. And what we're going to show you today is something called sodium thiosulfate. We already talked about this on earlier videos, and today we decided we're going to show you what sodium thiosulfate is. This is sodium thiosulfate pentahydrate. In other words, this is a crystallized sodium and sulfur. Now, when using this, this stuff will take metal out of your body. We'll take polymers out of the system. We'll knock out fungal overload, bacterial overload, some viral overload, microbial overload, even parasites will come out with this stuff. This stuff is cheap, inexpensive. You can get it at almost any chemical store, anywhere in the United States or Canada, or apothecary. Okay, and the way you would use this stuff is you take one teaspoon, which I didn't have, which I should have had, because somebody's going to ask me a question, the size of the teaspoon. Size of the teaspoon is irrelevant here. One teaspoon, 5 grams. Keep it simple. I keep telling a lot of you, we're not building a spaceship to Mars. We're not, you know, taking some interdimensional trip to the dark side of the galaxy here. We are making remedies. So if you take a little more or a little less, it will not be the end of the world. Okay? Now, you take one teaspoon of this in a glass of warm water, about 3 ounces, and add one teaspoon of ascorbic acid, not food grade, food, but a whole food nonsense, real ascorbic acid. When you put the two together, what winds up happening is you produce high levels of L-glutathione in the body. The vitamin C will actually protect the liver from any of the toxins that are coming out, and it can help again produce high levels of interferon naturally. So when you take this, you take it every night before going to bed. Okay.
Close up of that.
Yeah. And I should have had a glass of water here and put it in water, but I didn't think about that either. Now, 3 ounces of water, and mix this till it dissolves with your vitamin C, and then drink it. Now, it's going to taste real bad. I'm trying to contain my vernacular here today. It's going to taste really bad, you know. Somewhere close to the lines of manure, but worse.
Well, quite the advertisement for this thing, Tony. I bet people are going to run out and get this stuff.
Oh, huh? Yeah. Jeez. Oh, I want to taste the stuff that tastes worse than manure.
Yeah.
It does. It's horror tasting. You know, it really is. Now, you do this every night before bed, but during the day, you must, and I repeat, you must increase some kind of fermented food or probiotic in your body. God, whether it be a full-bodied yogurt. What I mean by full-bodied yogurt, you know, when you see something that says fat-free, sugar-free, or mixed with fruit, that is garbage. That's full-bodied death is what that is, okay? You want a full-bodied yogurt, plain yogurt. You want to add blueberries to it, you want to add apples to it, you want to add peaches to it, whatever you do that, that's fine. Because you don't know what they're doing in your food supply today with how they're treating it. But get a real, you get yogurt, get huslanka, get kefir,
yeah.
Get ricotta cheese, any kind of cheese, sheep cheese, you know, provolone, whatever, you know. And make sure you eat a lot of this stuff because this stuff will take everything out. If the tidy bowl man is up your backside, he is coming out. That's how effective this is. You must replenish the bacteria, even if you're using a probiotic pill, you want at least a 10 billion strength or higher.
So you said after, right?
Yeah.
Just take it out, not before, or after.
No, like
because it's going to clean it out, you got to replenish
that's
this.
That's right.
Gotcha.
Because you're going to take everything right out. I mean, and you must replace minerals without a question. This stuff will even pull iodine out of your body. This stuff does not fool around.
How would this compare? Because I did a colon cleanse about a year and a half ago.
Okay.
And we used, well, the reason why I'm thinking of this is because after we did it, we bought a high-level probiotic from a grocery store.
Yeah,
but they're specifically you know, small little bottles to replenish that sort of bacterial content in your gut.
Yeah. This will make those, that thing you took, that...
Colon Cleanse, how would that compare?
So-called Colon Cleanse?
Yeah.
This will probably pull out whatever the Colon Cleanse left inside of you. Most of these Colon Cleanse kits are useless.
No, it's not a kit. It was like a... We didn't do a kit. We did like where we got hooked up to a water machine that pumped water, and it's, I don't know if it was some other...
Like an enema?
Sure.
Like up your butt?
Kind yes.
Of that's an enema.
Yeah, okay.
So, yeah, that'll flush you.
Yeah.
But this... Okay, that's a good way of doing it, but this this gets into the lining of the wall. What happens is we've been eating genetically modified foods. A lot of the stuff literally plasters itself along the lining, so that your colon cannot compress like it's supposed to. And so what happens is your insides actually look like a tree ring because you've got layers and layers and layers of this stuff. So what an enema may do, it may flush out the topical stuff, which is good, which does take the load off the colon. This goes right into the lining, like right down to the layer, bottom layers of the lining. You may find parasites come out that you never would have thought were there because they're hiding within the layers of this debris that's there, and it'll come right out. You may find black crap coming out. You may find wires coming out, which, again, would have adhered to the material that you've been eating. Okay, I had this bug coming here. Attacked by an alien. See, I talk about this more. Gals and bugs come out of nowhere. No alien attack. So this, by far, is more penetrating. Okay, a lot of colon kits, I don't advocate a lot of them. A lot of them are a waste of money. A lot of them don't do anything other than further exasperate the colon or the liver, because what they're doing is they're putting stuff in, and then that stuff gets stuck. So it's pushing something out, and you think, oh, man, I'm clean, you know, and you're really not. Mm. Okay, an enema is a different thing altogether, because you are hydrating the colon and you are flushing out the toxins.
Right.
Completely different thing. You're not putting anything in other than warm water and maybe a solution. The only thing, again, I would do with that is, if I was going to be doing an enema cleanse, I would be using the same principle, but with the enema, putting bacteria back through the hose back into the colon.
Both, okay.
Because what happens is when you open up the bottom end of the colon, leave yourself wide open, and that can take several days for that to fill up again. So that was a good idea what you did. You did the enema, and then you did the bacteria. You need to do that. That's a given.
Yeah.
You know, that is a given. Some places, when they do that kind of thing, they actually put the, what do they call it? They reforest the colon with bacteria. Mm-hmm. So you don't leave, so you're not wide open for infection. This, if you did this for a month first and then did that, you might be surprised how much that left behind. Because if you do this every day, what will wind up happening is the other thing too on this, if you feel any urge that you think you're going to pass wind, forget it. Head to the washroom immediately. Do not pass go. Do not collect $200. Go immediately to the washroom. Okay. Put a little toilet paper in the toilet bowl, because the velocity of this stuff coming out of your backside would be like at the speed of light. You know? So you won't even have to think about it. You will not even have to think about whether it's going to come out today or tomorrow. It's going to be flying out of you. Projectiles will come out of you, you know. Your butt will be a weapon of mass destruction. You'll be surprised what will be coming out of you. It has that kind of a effect. Hmm. So if you're laying in bed at night and you do the solution and you feel you've been laying there for an hour or so, and also you feel this, oh, I gotta go kind of thing, or maybe I can hold on to it till morning, forget it. Get up, get out of bed, or you're gonna have soiled sheets. It's just the way it works, you know.
How often would you suggest to do, if you're gonna do this, is there such a thing as doing it too often? For example, are you
after 4 weeks of this.
But even daily, how many daily doses?
Once a day. That's all you need.
Yeah.
That's all you need. I mean, unless you're really compacted. But, I mean, once a day is more than enough. I mean, after the first or second day, the color in your eyes, if you've got brown eyes, blue eyes, green eyes, it'll just go white because there's nothing left. I mean, it pulls everything out.
Mm.
I mean, literally, it cleans you out.
Mm.
This is one of the few things that I actually felt going right up into here, up to that high, cleaning and penetrating. I probably would suggest to do this on a seasonal thing too, after the winter months. do it. I mean, I do it any time, but I mean, as a suggestion, and again, these are suggestions. Don't get caught up on some sort of dogmatic or being polarized because I said do it this way. Use what works for you and be, you know, use your own judgment on this, okay? But I'm just saying, if you want to do it on a seasonal basis, like every 3 months or 4 months, you got a four seasonal year, do it every end of every season, you might be surprised what you're pulling out. Now, a lot of this accumulation that's going on inside are polymerized materials. It's in the food supply. Bad bacteria because it's genetics. Excuse me, the genetics in the food you're eating today does not work with you. It's changing the bacteria in your colon. You have to understand that all the food that we're eating today has been genetically modified. Codex Alimentarius has stated any food that has any nutritional value is to be
irradiated,
yeah. They're radiating it. They are blocking any nutritional value out of the food. Every food is so whether it's organic or not, for those of you who believe this orgasmically organic crap that they're selling you today, what they're calling organic, has been irradiated. So when they tell you that the food value of organics and conventional food is the same, they're correct in what they're telling you. The gurus in this field will mislead you on this. Like, no way, organic is blah, 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 blah. Not true anymore. They're using glyphosates with organics to strip down further their nutritional value because that's a Codex Alimentarius condition or law that they put in. So any country that's affiliated with Codex, United States and Canada, of course, we have to be affiliated with this lunacy, is having their food stripped down. So all the European countries as well are having it stripped down. The only way around it is if you're buying food from a farmer or a greenhouse or growing it yourself that isn't in the open market. In other words, you can go to the person and buy your food direct, which is why they're attacking unpasteurized milk. Unpasteurized milk is the best milk on the planet. By far, that is the superfood next to an egg that you should be eating. All this other superfood bullshit that they tell you is nothing but a money game and a money grab. Okay, unpasteurized milk has all your protein, has your fat, has your bacteria, has your antioxidants, has your minerals. You cannot find a more complete food. Same with eggs, coming from a chicken that hasn't been fed antibiotics or other garbage. You get a real chicken, the egg looks orange, not yellow. Okay, so these things will fully give you your nutrition. So anyway, on another video, we're going to show you the actual things going on that you should be aware of in your food supply. So for those of you thinking you're eating something special because you're eating organic, the only thing special going on is your wallet's getting smaller than mine.
Now that you're, I guess, on the topic of food, one of the things when we did do the cleanse was that the person suggested was just be careful of what you do now intake because your gut will be able to process that food better.
Yeah, exactly.
So now that you've cleaned it out, now your gut is not lined with all this garbage, so it's able to, you know, digest the stuff better. Mm-hmm. Be careful of what you eat. Yeah. I don't know.
Same thing with this. Matter of fact, with SCS, what you'll find with this is your appetite will go down. You will not feel hungry. And when you do eat something, you will find that shorten your portions, whatever it may be, whether you're eating meat, vegetables, fruit, whatever, because you're not going to be able to finish it. Your body will so rapidly uptake the nutrients on this stuff, it's unbelievable. You will find that you can go 10, 15 hours without eating and not feel your sugar fluctuating or bouncing all over the place. Because what's happening with the sugar bouncing is because you got so much crap loaded in the gut that your body has to produce high levels of glucose for the energy to process this all the time and to fight off the genetic engineered material you're eating or the irradiated dead material you're eating. So when you do stuff like this, seriously, the ducts in the colon where you're absorbing your nutrients are now cleaned out. So when you eat anything now, okay, I wasn't able to eat cheese for almost 70 years because of something I ate in Arizona. The moment I use this stuff, I'm back, I can eat cheese again. I can eat yogurt, but no problem. Those you're saying you have a dairy intolerance. It's not that you have a dairy intolerance. You have a genetically engineered food intolerance. In other words, the genetics in the milk is what's causing the problem. You get unpasteurized milk, real milk that hasn't been irradiated and antibiotically loaded and genetically engineered fed, you can drink that and you'll be as strong as a horse on that. That's why they're stripping down the food supply. That's why Codex is doing this. That's why the United States is doing this. That's why Canada is doing this. So the food supply has to be rectified. A lot of you are sick and collecting crap here because you're not eating anything anymore of any value. You think you are. So again, when you take this STS, it's another thing that it does. Let me read some of the stuff from STS. It does have an anti-aging element because of the fact it does detoxify the body, allows the body to work more effectively. Plus, with vitamin C, it does produce high levels of glutathione. It's a strong detoxifier. So if you've got any metal in your body, any radioactive material in your body, any Morgellon crap in your body, this will help definitely alleviate and pull that out. Definitely supports the intestine because of the way it opens up the ducts. It's antiparasitical, it's antifungal. It's insulin regulating because of the fact you're not storing all the stuff in the colon and producing high levels of glucose all the time. It really supports the pancreas indirectly because you're not producing insulin all the time. It removes toxic materials from the body, removes calcium deposits. So those of you who have arthritis, you might find as a result of excess calcium deposits because you're drinking all the spring water. They tell you it's good for you, so all these minerals are being stuck all over the place. It's used for treating arsenic and cyanide poisoning and treats copper poisoning. So if you have metal poisoning, cyanide, it's interesting. This is one of the few things that actually takes cyanide. Charcoal won't, but this will. Topic uses mixes with aspirin can treat lesions and sores. So you mix it with a little aspirin and dilute it, rub it on. You'd be surprised at how a lot of the more gallons might all of a sudden break up and disappear. It includes glutathione and has its own immune boosting supplies. And again, those things should be 1 teaspoon or 5 grams. So I'm trying to say this in English now, or maybe I should do it in Polish, I don't know. Greek, Macedonian, whatever. 1 teaspoon. If your teaspoon's that big, then make it that big, okay? But normal teaspoons are about, like that. 5 grams. So, we got to do this because, yeah. Seriously, we get people questioning me, and sometimes I scratch my head and think, I'm not speaking English properly, or, I'm trying to reduce the swearing on this, so because I'm going to get a little excited. But, you need to just use 1 teaspoon, 1 teaspoon of vitamin C, about 3 ounces of water, drink this horrid-tasting crap down, and then chase it with water afterwards. Okay. You may find a gurgling effect. Now, I've had some people tell me they've used this stuff, and it came out of them like a sieve, and other people have used it, and they said they didn't see any reaction for the first couple of days, and that may be possible. I don't know how, but it may be possible. So, keep doing it until the reaction manifests. But seriously, if you do this at night, during the day, you must take minerals, you must take some kind of bacterial or fermented or probiotic-related loaded food. Okay, you must use this because you've got to replace what's going on. All right, you do not have to go on a cleanse or a fast or anything like that prior to doing this. Just start it. It's seriously, you're not going to have to worry about it. For those of you who have serious candida issues, if you want to take a teaspoon of turpentine, mix it with oil that we showed you on another video, how to take your turpentine, mix it with honey or oil, and do a teaspoon of that during the day, you may find that your pee will be white and powdery, which is normal because you're flushing out this yeast and the sugar. You can do that as well. There's many ways of doing this, so please don't get caught up on being polarized. I want you to think. I want you to be up on what's going on. Okay, I think that should cover it. Okay, so now I know what it looks like. You can order it at any chemical store, any apothecary. Okay, so don't, do some searching on it. But you can find it. It'll be either anhydrous or pentahydrate, which is the same. One's a powder, one's a crystal. This happens to be a crystal. All right. Anything else? Are we good?
The USB.
Oh, USB. See, Dave had to remind me. All right. Dave and myself have put out a USB. This USB has got 120 videos, 3 books. That I've done, the radio shows of 2007 I've done on the MicroEffect, We've got three databases that we've added as a bonus. We've added a farming database of 12 gigs of information. We've added a bushcraft, and we've added a homesteading database incorporated with this. Now, the videos are 120 videos, but the first segment of videos that we did were 1, 2, and 3 parts. So that's also part of that 120 count. So if you look at it, it says only so many items. What it is that's because when we first started doing this, YouTube was only allowing us so much time, and we could only do these things.
Yeah, it was up to 10 minutes.
Yeah, 10 minutes. So those were the original. So you're getting the original stuff, you're getting the updated stuff up to the 120th video. So anyway, there it is. It's right there. So anybody who's looking for the information, we will send it to you anywhere in the world. We'll also barter, okay? And what we're looking at bartering for would be materials, let's say, for instance, survival material, seeds, if you have them, equipment like capacitor units, laser units, solar-powered units, things like this. We'll look at anything growing-wise, photography-wise, camera-wise, stuff like that, equipment, stuff to help us get through the tough times for surviving. And again, if you can't afford it. And then again, if you do buy the unit and you got a network of people that cannot afford the unit, share it. Make copies and share it. We're not going to hold back on this. So again, we want everybody to have the information. So if they can't afford it because of they're out of a job or whatever, or they just been hit with some hard times, make a copy, pass it on. All right. Is that it?
Yes.
Anything else?
Good.
All right. To the next segment, to your health.